what you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me excitations.
Welcome to Strategies for Success. I'm Bonnie Dubrow, your host for the radio show dedicated to your success in business and in life. Here you'll discover ways to make your journey a richer, more satisfying, and joyful experience. Together we'll travel life's ups and downs, and when you find yourself in uncharted territory, I'm here to be a guiding light. Today my guest is Dr. Lynn Lawrence. Lynn is a psychologist and a certified life coach. She is a regular guest on my program and a partner in business. We're going to be offering a program called Lifelines to Laughlines. It's for us success-minded people who are going through tough transitions and don't want to go it alone. Lynn, in my title, I talk about life's ups and downs. Today, I'd like to talk to you about our body's shapes going up and down, our weight specifically. One of the most talked about topics seems to be weight, shape, weight management, weight loss. You can't look in the paper, in a magazine, online, on television, without seeing something, a solution being pushed by media for a problem that they've helped create.
Exactly. And by the way, thank you for having me back on your program, Bonnie.
My pleasure, Lynn.
Yes. You are right about the media. Perpetuating a problem that they originally created and then feeding us solutions so that we can give them our hard-earned bucks to try to create a body that is pretty much impossible to attain. And what it also does, because we fall short, no
pun intended. Now, wait a minute, Lynn. Those of you
I knew you were going to take issue on that, Bonnie,
hey,
you short thing, you.
Hey, for those of you that don't know, I'm not quite 4'10", and Lynn's about a foot taller than me.
Yes, it's true. So what I was saying is that the majority of us do fail in succeeding to attain this perfect body that Madison Avenue comes out with, and so therefore we actually come away with a poor body image, a low self-esteem, low self-respect and confidence, and basically feeling not good enough.
Lynn, it sounds like you're talking from personal experience.
Yes, I am. I am. I developed at a very young age when my friends were still underdeveloped. You know, I had the boobs and the curves and everything in elementary school. And I interpreted that as being fat. You know, so I pretty much only had a couple of friends because I had a very poor self-esteem due to the fact that I felt like I was fat. And that's how I started my life out. So I started reaching when I could for everything in sight, diets and remedies and anything that was out there at that time, even at that young age. And I tried to starve myself, and I was a pretty unhappy kid because of that.
Wow, Lynn. Well, you know, I was self-conscious of my body. I also developed at an early age. The thing for me was being short, looking like I was younger than I actually was, and having a body that was pretty mature. I mean, I haven't grown since fifth grade in terms of height, and I look pretty much the way I do now. And
wow. It
just getting clothing was a challenge. So I had self-confidence issues from being the littlest kid in the grade, even more than the body shape. I didn't start having weight challenges until going away to college and eating all that dorm food. Back to you, Lynn.
Yes?
You were experimenting with dieting, starving yourself, I'm sure exercising, yet you have used the word, we've talked about this a lot, and you've used the word yo-yo dieting, that your weight was like a yo-yo.
Right. I would lose a lot of weight, and then as soon as I stopped whatever the regime was that I was using, it would come back and more. So each time I would go on a diet and then get off of it, or pills, or supplements, whatever I was using, I would end up gaining that and more. So I kept escalating up, up, up. It was quite a challenge. So diets don't work, supplements don't work, all this stuff that they're trying to sell us doesn't work.
Well, it may work for a period of time. When we're doing something for a short period of time, not changing our patterns of behavior, our habits of thinking and feeling, it seems that the effects of the remedies are short-lived.
Exactly.
What we're looking for is to have something that we can do or something that works for us that gives us lasting results. So what did you end up doing, Lynn?
Well, since the dieting that wasn't working or anything else I was trying, at the time, I've been doing it for, or I was doing it for years, I had become a psychologist, and I was working with other people who were also experiencing some similar, you know, experiences of failure with the dieting and supplements, etc. So coming from a whole different angle, which is the emotional, because diets don't work because it's a symptom. It's not the problem. The problem is that we're trying to fill something inside of us with food, and that can't happen. And it can't help that we count calories. You know, nothing's going to help that. That crazy yo-yo dieting or the other things that we try isn't going to fill our lacks or the emptiness inside of us that we're trying to fill with food. So I looked at what are the emotions that are going on, you know, inside of us. It could also be stress. We're trying to help us. If we're overly stressed, we're reaching for food to calm ourselves down. That there's several reasons. As I found out, several real problems that we were using food for. Being tired and needing more energy, reaching for food at that point. So there's a lot of internal stuff going on, and because food is an acceptable thing, we have to eat to survive, so no one's going to look at us in an odd way like they would if we were, you know, drinking alcohol on the street and swerving around or popping pills or shooting up or smoking something, you know, marijuana or something to do these. So the point is, food is acceptable. No one's going to look at us, you know, in a strange way. So we can get away with that for quite some time.
It sounds like what you're saying is that part of the challenge with dealing with our self-image and the cause of that being our fluctuating weight is that we have to eat. It's accepted. We go out. As a matter of fact, it's a big way that we socialize and we celebrate.
Exactly.
Yet when we're overeating, we're actually misusing or abusing food, stressing our body, even though we're reaching for the food, maybe to numb ourselves, maybe for energy. A word that comes to mind for me is the word relief.
Exactly. Yes. We're reaching for relief of some kind. And a point that you made earlier, just now, about the programming, and we are programmed to reach for food, birthday party, any celebration, we use food, right? We reward ourselves and we get a bonus of some kind at work. It's like, oh, let's all go out and have something to eat. So we have already been programmed to use food for not only celebration, but for, as you just pointed out, relief.
You know, one of the things that I find myself doing is I need a break from sitting, from doing whatever work I'm doing. It's so easy to walk. I work at home, so I have the home office, kitchen, everything's right there. It's so easy to get up and walk into the kitchen and take a break eating, even if I'm not hungry. And one of the things I want to say about this thing about hungry, I discovered not that long ago that when I thought I was hungry, in fact, I was really thirsty.
Yes, yes. I have told people in a program that I created a while ago, the first thing to do when you think you're hungry is to take a drink of water. You know, 6 to 8 ounces. Drink some water and see what happens. See if that hunger goes away. Then you know it was thirst. So that's a good point, Bonnie.
So you mentioned this program. I just heard you say something about a program you created. Could you say a little bit about that?
Yes, it's a program entitled Stop Eating Your Feelings. And it came out at that time when I finally got the aha that it wasn't about the diets and trying to control my body in that way. So it was the emotions that I was eating for. What happened to me that really exacerbated it is I was always on a track team. I was a runner. And in my early 30s, I blew out my knees and had to have surgery. And in those days, the surgery wasn't as good as it is now. So I was on crutches for 3 months, and then I couldn't really even walk fast for a couple of years. So I blew up to over 200 pounds.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, yeah, I was depressed. I was scared, so I started eating even more. I was really out of control, and what I was doing was eating my feelings, which is why I entitled it Stop Eating Your Feelings, because I'm positive that that is what we're all doing.
Lynn, eating your feelings, and we also talked about the word relief.
Mm-hmm.
Food actually changes our body chemistry.
It does.
So the relief, the burying of emotions, I can see, you know, it's piling food on, keeping the emotions down.
Mm-hmm.
You had said something in one of our earlier conversations about food changing the brain chemistry, producing
serotonin is what it does,
Endorphins as well?
Mm-hmm. Endorphins and serotonins when we eat.
And what do those do for people that are not familiar with those words? They're hormones, right?
They're the good feeling chemicals that the brain naturally produces. We've got a cornucopia of wonderful chemistries in our brain, and certain things emit it, like when we love someone, you know, that feeling of falling in love.
That's like chocolate? Like chocolate?
Like chocolate, yes, like chocolate.
I am one of the strange women who doesn't really like chocolate. But if it's the only thing sweet around, I'll still indulge.
Uh-huh. And it's still, even though you may not like the taste of it, it's still working on your brain chemistry. So it is making you feel better.
Uh-huh.
By emitting those serotonins. So, yeah, food works. It works that way, so it calms us down. And we're relieved for a period of a time until something else kicks in, and we reach for food again. So we're addicted. We're chemically addicted. Not many people talk about that, but that is what's going on in our body chemistry.
Lynn, as you were talking about the chemistry, the concept of sugar blues came up. We talked about chocolate a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
We so often, especially when our energy is low, reach for a sweet treat that causes the body to be flooded with sugar. Then the body produces insulin to take the sugar out of the blood, and we crash. We end up on that sugar blues roller coaster.
Right, exactly. So that's what we do. We keep reaching for that high that we get from the sugar. And then the body chemistry goes up and we feel great, and then it crashes and we have to do something about it to get out of that bluesy feeling. So it's just this cycle, and it keeps going and going and going until we interrupt it by being conscious.
There you go. Well, let's talk about this concept of staying conscious when we get back from our station break. Right now, I'd like to tell our local listeners, local being Brevard County, Florida, that on Sunday, February 25th, there's going to be a cut-a-thon, the proceeds of which are going to benefit the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. The minimum donation is $20. If you'd like more information, you can call 321-242-2594. That's 242-2594. Today, my guest is Dr. Lynn Lawrence. We're talking about weight management, weight loss, how we look, how it affects our self-esteem. When we get back, we'll be talking about how we can be conscious of our feelings and how that will help us to break the cycle of yo-yo dieting. This is Bonnie Dubrow. I'm your host for Strategies for Success. You can find us on the web at www.radioforwomen.net. That's radio, the number 4, women.net. When we get back, we'll be talking with Dr. Lynn Lawrence and learning what we can do to help gain control of our yo-yo weight.